The Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 10. This is letter number 3070. And Baruch Hashem, this is dated the first day of Kislev in the year Tavshin Tes Vav. And Brooklyn, Shalom of Racha. So the Rebbe says, I had just received your letter dated Tuesday from the portion of Toldos with the enclosure. May the Rebbe's ask blessing him. May the blessed Hashem grant and succeed you so that all the obstacles and all the things that obscure shall be removed. Apparently, the person was having challenges. The challenges caused his mood to go down. I think it's a Russian word. It's called nastrayenie. That's the mood. So the Rebbe is blessing him that all the obstacles and all the things that block should be removed so your mood will improve. And your good thoughts that you have will come to fruition. And you will be successful in this mission. I'm assuming now that this person was out there raising funds for something, I'm not sure, for the yeshiva, for whatever, and maybe things weren't going as well as he hoped, so his mood was down. And because his mood was down, because I guess maybe he wasn't doing so well, or maybe whatever. So the Rebbe says, you should get the good mood. The Rebbe brings down from his father-in-law, the Rebbe. The Rebbe says that while you collect physicality, you also sow spirituality. Basically, I think I've said this sometimes, you know, a lot of times people, they come when they're soliciting funds. All what they want is they want something from you. They want funds. They want funding. But in Chabad, usually the Rebbe said, while you collect physicality, but you also sow spirituality. You give the people something as well. You teach them Torah. You give them a mezuzah. You put on tefillin with them. You encourage them to light the Shabbos candles. So that's called you sow spirituality. You collect physicality, but you sow spirituality. And the Rebbe says, it seems like from this language, as spoken many times, that it depends one on the other. The more you will sow spirituality, the more successful you'll be able to collect physicality. And the Rebbe says, so there is room to say, the Rebbe says, that being successful in collecting physicality, which hinges on spirituality, but it goes in the other way. That to be successful in your spirituality, you also have to need the first part, you need to collect. The Rebbe says, this is when you give people an opportunity to fund, to be part of you, so that brings people together, and that raises the spirit. You know, the Rebbe says, Rebbe is sort of saying in a very gentle way, sometimes you got to give somebody a little bit what's called, you know, give him a good feeling so that he should be able to think of himself. It's called a shmini shabbos shminis. In other words, give him the honor that they deserve. You know, you're trying to collect from them, give them the honor, and then they will be able to really accept what you say. You know, sometimes people put up a barrier, you know, between themselves and the other people. But when you say maybe a kind, nice word to them, or you say something encouraging, maybe, I think that's what the Rebbe is referring to over here. Make them feel good, make them feel proud, you know, of who they are, and then that will help you as well. So, the Rebbe says, so basically what the Rebbe is saying here is that it depends on both. In other words, the more you spread spirituality, the more you collect physicality. And then the Rebbe says also, the more you collect physicality, you'll be able to spread more spirituality. And the Rebbe says that for sure, you explain opportunities, and also those that you look for them, that now we're going to the month of Kislev. The month of Kislev is a month of redemption, and it's miracles. And we were commanded to make a bracha. We say, Bayamim Haheim Bazman Hazeh, meaning those days, but an hour in this time. So, which means also now. Because every year there is a similar reenactment, a replay every year of the miracles of Hanukkah, as explained in many places very well. So basically the Rebbe says, since it's Hanukkah now, it's an opportunity, it's miracles out there, there's a redemption month, and the Rebbe blesses him with success in all the above, and regards to all of the Anash Medilib. So the Rebbe is helping him out in his situation, and the Rebbe is telling him that, blessing him that his mood should improve, and he should be able to do what he needs to do. And the Rebbe says that it depends on if you sow more spirituality, you'll be able to collect more physicality. And the same is true by going out and collecting the physicality, you'll be able to impress and be able to bring people closer, and you will able to be more successful in all aspects.